Well, we are joined in the studio this morning with Dr. Robert Engelhart from the NMU Music Department. Good morning, Rob. It's good to see you here.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Yeah, and we have a special treat coming up basically all this week. We have an artist residency coming to Northern Michigan University and ultimately ending up with a concert this 31st. That's this Friday, mm-hmm. I believe, in the evening. So yeah, Rob's in the studio today to discuss that with us and kind of let us know what's going on this week. Can you tell us a little bit about what performers we have coming in first?
This is a very exciting young group called the Olympus Trio or the Olympus Piano Trio. And they're coming, I believe this is the third year that we've had a visiting artist residency sponsored by the Cyril Endowment for the Music Arts.
Okay.
Which was a very generous endowment given to bring onto campus high-quality classical music groups like this and hopefully impact the broader student body with classical music. And so it's an exciting young group trio that's violin, cello, and piano.
Yeah, yeah. Looking into that, we had a little bit of information ahead of time. It sounds like they've won quite a few awards for some of their work, not only as a group, but also as soloists as well.
Mm-hmm. I am looking forward to meeting them. I've talked with them extensively on email and other ways. Rusty Bowers, who's our PR staff member, has worked primarily in some of the details. But they're arriving tonight if all the plane reservations work, and it's going to be wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. So we have not only just a concert, but we have a schedule of events for this. We have many performances all throughout campus, strewn out throughout the week, and I think most of those are at noon. It looks like we have...
They're all at noon, and the idea has been to have something like a flash mob effect on students yeah. in open areas where you wouldn't normally hear music. So
sure.
They'll be walking on their way to class, and these musicians will be there. The intent of the whole endowment is to penetrate, and penetrate sounds like a commando raid, but in a sense to get people aware of this music. So they're just going to set up shop in open areas, in cafeterias and Jamrich Hall, outside of Starbucks and so forth,
yeah.
and just begin to play. And engage the students. So it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's excellent. They'll kind of insert themselves into their daily lives and kind of give them a dose of music that they may not be exposed to otherwise, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. It looks like. So for tomorrow at noon, you can catch them at the Jamrich First Floor Corridor, and they'll kind of make their way across campus throughout the week. On the 29th, they'll be at noon at the Wildcat Den. And then that night, I see another performance at Reynolds Recital Hall. Can you tell us a little bit about that one? It's Bach versus Rock.
Again, the idea to interest students in crossing over into classical music genres. So we're bringing together a rock band, a local rock band, and they'll be on the stage with this group. It won't be so much it won't be competing against one another. And the format is quite loose, but these are contemporary musicians playing together with and discussing the process of music making with the classical musicians. We want students to come out and observe this and be able to ask questions and realize that it's all a wonderful wide world of music and they should expand their horizon. So yeah. Kind of a cheesy title, perhaps, Bach versus Rock, but
it's catchy.
A musical genre smackdown as
yeah.
the subtitle
says. It brings to mind a battle of the bands, but like you said, it's not so much a battle as expanding the minds of, you know, different camps, so to speak.
Trying to get all students to come, but people from the community may enjoy that as well.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also another performance, and that's Tuesday at 4, correct? That's the Music Forum.
Tuesday at 4, we always have a music forum series for the music majors, which alternates with our student recitals. So we're taking that hour for our music majors, in particular to interface with these performers on the stage. We'll meet actually on the stage. And then other people from the community, we'd really encourage you to come to enjoy that as well. There'll be a kind of an informal interaction on the process of music training, styles, a lot of things, I suppose, about how they got where they were, because, of course, these music students are looking ahead into their careers.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and when we kind of discussed them inserting themselves throughout maybe the fabric of the university throughout the week, there's also going to be some class visits during the week.
Yes, I think we'll be in geology classes and education classes, perked here and there. And those have been arranged individually with faculty members and instructors. And a lot of those will be just very short little visits, perhaps one member of the trio popping in. Okay. One of the disadvantages of having a piano trio is that you have to have a piano.
Right.
And so we can't always haul the Steinway around everywhere.
Yeah, not always the most convenient thing, mm-hmm. but it's excellent to know that they'll be making those appearances and, you know, getting some opportunities to mm-hmm. not just visit the music classes, not just be on stage, but they're going to be kind of all mm-hmm. throughout campus.
Interactive.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'll also be hearing from them, well, at the Marketplace on Thursday the 30th, continuing through the week. And then on Friday, we'll hear them right here on Morning Classics as well. They'll be coming in for an interview with mm-hmm. us around 11 o'clock as well. And conveniently enough, then they'll be performing at noon right here in the Learning Resources Center at the Olson Library too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then that will culminate that evening with the grand concert at 7:30 in mm-hmm. the Reynolds Recital Hall, and that's open to the public, and that's just a minor fee to see them perform that mm-hmm. evening.
Yeah, there is a student ticket price as well, so adults yeah. who are not NMU students would pay $15, and then the under 18 student price would be very reasonable at $8. But we're hoping to fill the hall, frankly, with NMU students.
Mm-hmm.
I would say there are only 300 seats in Reynolds Hall. And so, community members, we'd love to have you there and hope you can come. But you may arrive and the priority will be given to the NMU students.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and we're hoping that throughout this week, maybe getting a little preview at these mini performances might pique some interest in a lot of that student body, too.
And
we'll check
trying
it out.
To talk it up on social media as well and try to create these rolling buzz effects or whatever happens these days so that people, it becomes the thing to do on Friday evening.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So if you have your smartphones out, maybe take an Instagram video of one of those mini performances. You can tag Northern Michigan University, mm-hmm. trying to think of as many ways you can kind of connect all that together and get the music department's information on there,
and
too.
And we're not trying to sell these students a bad product. Classical music is incredibly rich, and I think the listeners of WNMU would certainly agree with that. It is so important that while they're here in college, they explore that and find the inexhaustible riches of this these styles. They'll be playing on the Friday night concert Mendelssohn. I can't remember. I think they have a Beethoven trio that they'll be performing. So these are wonderful masterworks that would be exciting for them to experience.
Good, good. Excellent representative pieces of that excitement that they would like to share, I'm sure, with the populace of not only the university, but the community at large, too. So that's excellent. And if you have any additional information, you can also go to nmu.edu/music. You'll find all the information for the events there. Any events coming up past that you'd like to touch base on, or anything that you're kind of excited about coming up here?
The last event sponsored by the Cyril Endowment is we're showing what will be a fascinating ballet production in Jammerch Hall on a couple of Sundays from now. I've forgotten the date of that Sunday, I think 16th perhaps of April, but it's on a Sunday afternoon at 5 when these opera and ballet broadcast. It's Frankenstein.
Oh, yes.
And so that should be quite interesting. Brand new, very recent production of a ballet based upon Frankenstein. Again, hoping that might pique the interest of students. And then we have many, many other events that people can look at on the master calendar or on the, as you said, nmu.edu/music. There's a link there to all of our concerts and recitals. Yeah, it's our busy, busy time coming up.
Yeah, I know it's going to be crunch time coming up into April for everyone, too. So it's nice to know that there are a few little reprieves throughout campus moments to enjoy some music where you might not find it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll kind of help guide us all along to the end of the semester and all that good stuff. So, yeah, yeah. Well, just a reminder that we've been speaking with Dr. Robert Engelhart from the Music Department here at Northern Michigan University and discussing the Olympus Piano Trio performing all throughout this week mini performances at noon, the 28th Jammerch First Floor Corridor, the 29th at the Wildcat Den, on the 30th at the Marketplace, and the 31st at the Olson Library, culminating with a performance at 7:30 p.m. at Reynolds Recital Hall. And again, for more information, you can go to nmu.edu/music and you can take a gander at what they have on tap there. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us today on Morning Classics. It's been a pleasure.
Such a pleasure.